好，在我们信息开始之前，我们先有一点祷告。
Before we begin our message, let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，当我们来到你面前的时候，主啊，求你来安静我们的心。
Lord Jesus, when we come before you, please quiet our hearts.
预备我们的心来听你的话语。
Prepare our hearts to listen to your words.
主啊，也求圣灵来把你的话语解开，好叫我们能够明白，能够有益处。
Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit open up your words so that we can understand and benefit from it.
我们感谢你，我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and we pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请PPT 的同工打到，把那个PPT 放到那个屏幕上。好，弟兄姐妹们平安啊！今天我的题目啊是谁比谁强。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
Sorry.
And the topic today is who's better.
啊，今天我们继续来查《使徒行传》的第七章的44节到第53节。
Today we continue to look at the book of Acts from chapter 7 from verse 44 to 53.
我们知道啊，这个是斯提凡讲道的最后的一部分。
We know that this is the last part of Stephen's preaching.
这个时候啊，斯提凡是在公会的面前。
This time he was in front of the council.
他在一群要害他的人面前。
In front of a group of people who wanted to harm him.
他那时候在被审判呢。
He was being judged at the time.
面对了那些假见证，他有一个机会可以澄清自己。
And in the face of false testimony, he had a chance to clarify and defend himself.
可是他怎么做了呢？
But what did he do?
如果我们听了前几周讲员的讲道的分享的时候，我们就会发现呢。
If we listen to our speakers from the past few weeks, we would find out.
从第二节一直到第四十三节讲的是什么呀？
What was spoken in verses 2 to verse 43?
他在讲历史。
He was talking about history.
一些陈年旧事。
Many old things.
而且是黑历史。
And it was dark history.
就好像我们今天啊，我们今天有个人突然来到你的面前。
As for example, someone comes to you.
哎，跟你讲说，你爷爷的爷爷，哎，在清朝的时候做了一件什么特别的事情。
And tells you, something that your great grandfather once did in the Qing Dynasty.
这个很莫名，对不对
？This is weird, right?
这些是过去的事情。过去的人。
These are accounts and people of the past.
那这个和当时候的犹太人有什么关系呢？
And what it have to do with the Jews of that time?
和我们今天的人又有什么关系呢？
Also, what does it have to do with us today?
我们来一起看啊。
Let's take a look.
斯提凡的讲道啊，是和他的面对的假见证相关的。
Stephen's message was related to the false witnesses.
他被控告的内容是在第六章的13-14节那里。
The content of Stephen's accusation is in chapter 6, verse 13-14.
概括的讲啊，犹太人控告他什么呢？
In a nutshell, what did the Jews accuse him of?
糟践圣地和律法，毁坏圣殿，改变摩西的规条。
Speaking against the holy place and the law, destroying the temple and changing the customs of Moses.
这几样啊，都是犹太人最为夸耀的东西。
These were the things that the Jews were most proud of.
斯提凡的讲道就是围绕的这个来展开。
And Stephen's preaching revolved around these points.
犹太人认为啊，神的同在只有在迦南地啊，在应许之地。
The Jews believed that the presence of God was only in Canaan, the promised land.
可是啊，明明是在亚伯拉罕进迦南地之前呢， 在外邦人的地方，神就向他显现，赐福给他。
But it was clear that before Abraham entered Canaan, in the place of the Gentiles, that God appeared to him and blessed him.
哎，在埃及地的时候，神与约瑟同在。
God was with Joseph when he was in Egypt.
犹太人非常的看重律法和规条。
The Jews valued the laws and the customs.
哎，只有我们有，其他人都没有。
Only us had it, but none of the other nations did.
没错，可是他们的祖宗却是拜偶像。
That's right, but their ancestors also worshipped idols.
十诫的第一条是什么？
What was the first of the Ten Commandments?
不可拜别的神。
You cannot worship other gods.
到了今天的经文呢，斯蒂凡要提最后一样事情，圣殿。
And in today's passage, Stephen's going to talk about the last item, which was the temple.
请放到PP 的下一章，我们看一下今天的分段。
Please flip to the next page of the PowerPoint, and let's take a look at the division.
好好，我们看见第一个分段呢，可以看见的话，请看一下，是在第七章的44到第47节，那里讲到的是圣殿的由来，讲到了圣殿表明的其实是一个关系。第二
节。The first section.
Oh, sorry.
The first section is from verses 44 to 47.Talks about how the temple came about and its relationship.
Rather than a building.
Rather than a building.
第二点是在48节到第50节。
The second section is from verses 48 to 50.
那里讲到了犹太人的一个误解。哎，什么样的殿呢？殿宇配得神来居住呢？
There he talked about a misconception of the Jews and what palace is worthy for God to dwell.
最后是在第51到第53节那里。
And lastly, from verses 51 to 53.
那里讲到的是斯提凡的一个责备。
And it was a rebuke by Stephen.
其实你们都是一样的人。
And he said, "You're actually all the same."
好，我们来看第一点。
Let's take a look at the first point.
44到第47节，请放到下一个 page.
Verses 44 to 47, and let's turn to the next page on the PowerPoint.
好，是。可以再往上一些，我们可以一起读一下吗？好，我们请齐声的来读第44到47节。
Let us read together verses 44 to 47.
如果看不见，请翻开你们的圣经。
If you can't see the PowerPoint, please flip to your Bible.
好，我们来齐声的读，一二三。我们的祖宗在旷野有法柜的帐幕。是神吩咐摩西叫他照所看见的样式做的，这帐幕我们的祖宗相继承受。当神在他们面前赶出外邦人去的时候，他们同约书亚把帐幕搬进承受之地为业，只等大卫的日子。大卫在神面前蒙恩，祈求为雅各的神预备居所。却是所罗门为神造成殿宇。好，谢谢。
Thank you.
这几节讲到的是圣殿的由来。
These two verses talked about the origin of the temple.
一开始的时候是没有圣殿的。
In the beginning, there was no temple.
是先有帐幕。
It was a tent that came first.
哎，什么是帐幕呢？
And what was the tent?
简单的说，就是神吩咐摩西造了一个特别的帐篷。
Simply put, God spoke to Moses to tell him to build a special tent.
是照着神所吩咐他的样式去造的。
And it was done according to God's command.
里面放着约柜。
It contained the ark.
出埃及记25章第8节那里，耶和华晓谕摩西。
Exodus 25, verse 8, the Lord said to Moses,
那里说啊，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
It says there, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst.
帐幕啊，意味着神的同在。
The tent meant the presence of God.
神住在他们当中。
And God lived amongst them.
哎，就是一位圣洁的神呢，他愿意降卑自己，住在污秽的人的中间。
A holy God was willing to humble himself to live with filthy people.
这个是何等样的恩典！
This was such a great grace.
在旷野的那个时候啊，
And in the wilderness,
神借着帐幕告诉以色列人，他愿意和他们住在一起。
God told the Israelites through the tent that he wanted to live with them.
他愿意和他们有一个亲密的关系，
And have an intimate relationship with them.
就是他来他们当中居住，他也愿意他的子民常来到他的面前。
That God lived among them and he wanted the people to come to him often.
哎，不是一个单方面的，不是神住在他们当中没有了。
It was not something unilateral.
好，那到了，我们再来看帐幕的结构
And let's take a look at the structure of the tent.
啊。哎，帐幕的结构非常的简单。
The structure was very simple.
我们看一下这个图啊。
Let's take a look at the picture.
这个帐幕是可以拆卸的。
It could be disassembled.
是可以搬迁的。
And it could be moved.
照着神给摩西的启示，里面的约柜、香坛、桌子两边都是有环的。
According to God's revelation to Moses, the ark, the altar, and the table had rings on both sides of them.
也就是说，你抬起来就可以抬走了。
It meant they could all be lifted and carried away.
在旷野的时候啊，无论他们去到哪里，神都和他们同在。
In the wilderness, wherever the Israelites went,
神
God was with them.
神带领他们。
And God led them.
白天帐幕上面有云柱，晚上有火柱。
During the day, there was a pillar of cloud above the tent, and at night, there was a pillar of fire.
直到他们走出旷野，把帐幕搬进了迦南的时候，
And it was until they exit the wilderness and enter the land of Canaan.
哎，他帐幕在那里存在了许多的日子。
The tent was there for many days.
神借着帐幕啊，显明他愿意与他的百姓亲近。
And it was through the tent that God showed he wanted to fellowship with his people.
哎，只等到大卫王的时候，
Until the day of King David.
当他看见呢，自己住在香柏木的宫殿里面，
When he saw that he was living in a palace made of cedar wood.
但是他转眼一看，神的帐幕是什么样呢？
And then he turned and looked at the tent of God.
太寒酸了，
It was too shabby.
要改造一下。
Needed to be remodeled.
于是他就把他的意思告诉了先知拿单。
So he told Nathan the prophet what he thought.
拿单想都不想说好啊。
And Nathan, without even thinking, said, Great.
哎呦，哎，谁不愿意住大房子啊？
Who doesn't want to live in a bigger house?
哎，神也愿意住好一些啊。
Of course, God would like to live in a better place.
他就说，哎，大卫，你去做吧。
And he said, Go for it, David.
谁知道啊？当天的晚上，神启示拿单说。
Who knew in the evening God came to Nathan said,
等一下，等一下。
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
我从前带领以色列人出埃及到今天为止啊，没有住过好房子啊。
From the day I guided the Israelites out of the wilderness, I've never lived in a good place.
相反，我是常常在帐幕中行走。
But I have often gone from tent to tent.
我和以色列人一同走过旷野的地方。 我什么时候要他们帮我造一个香柏木的宫殿呢？
I have all the places where I have moved, it was with the Israelites. And have I told you to build me a house of cedar?
然而啊，神却是悦纳大卫的心。
However, God accepted David's heart.
大卫有一个爱神的心。
David had a heart that loved God.
他愿意和神有亲密的关系。
And was willing to have an intimate relationship with God.
所以他祈求为神造一个圣所，一个圣殿。 Sorry.
So he asked to build a temple for God.
神应允大卫的祷告。
And God answered his prayer.
哎，不是神需要住大房子。
Not that God needed a grand place to live.
而是神悦纳大卫的心。
But God accepted David's heart.
大卫的儿子所罗门就把圣殿造起来了。Solomon,
the son of David, built the temple.
基本上啊，圣殿的结构啊和帐幕的结构是一样的。Basically,
the structure of the temple was similar to the tent.
你就是扩建了，成了一个固定的建筑。It
was something expanded and became a fixed building.
圣经里面记载说，建殿的材料是最好的材料。The
Bible records that the temple was made of the best materials.
高大辉煌。
It was tall and splendid.
我们看这张图，大概可以看出来圣殿的和帐幕的不一样。
When we take a look at this picture, we can see about the differences between the temple and the tent.
从这个圣殿的由来，我们看出来。
From the origin of the temple, we can see that
这个圣殿原来是见证了神的心意。This
temple was a testimony to God's will.
他愿意与人同住，愿意和人有一个关系。That
he is willing to live with people and to have a relationship with them.
他也希望人愿意常来到他的面前，如同大卫一样。He
also wanted people to be willing to come before him like David.
可是犹太人却误解了这个含义。But
the Jews misunderstood all of this.
我们接着来看第二个 point.
Let's take a look at the second point.
在第七章48节到第50节。
From chapter 7 verse 48 to verse 50.
什么样的殿宇配得神居住呢？
What kind of temple is suitable for God?
我们来读，我们来同声的读。Let
us read together.
我们开始一二三，其实至高者并不住人手所造的，就如先知所言，主说：天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳，你们要为我造何等的殿宇，哪里是我安息的地方呢？这一切不都是我手所造的吗？好，犹太人呢，对于圣殿极为的看重。
The Jews attach great importance to the temple.
他们以圣殿为他们的夸耀。
And they boasted of the temple.
哎，我们是犹太人。
We're the Jews.
我们有应许之地。
We have the promised land.
应许之地上面有圣殿。
And in the promised land, there is a temple.
圣殿里面有神的同在。
In the temple, there is the presence of God.
哎，不错的，这些都没有错。
All those are correct.
神应许，当他的百姓朝着圣殿祈求的时候，神垂听。And
God said when his people prayed to the temple, he will listen.
他也常常在圣殿中给人启示。God
also often gave revelation in the temple.
可是神的同在只有在圣殿里面吗？
But was the presence of God only in the temple?
当人悖逆神的时候，圣殿里面还有神的同在吗？
When people rebelled against God, was there still God's presence in the temple?
这些是犹太人，这些是人对着圣殿的误解。These
were the misconceptions people had of the temple.
这一段的经文呢，我们看就知道是斯提凡告诉犹太人一件事情。In
this passage, we can see that Stephen told the Jew something.
神是至高至大的。That
our God is supreme.
他的地位超乎一切。
And his status is above all things.
太大了, 因此不住人所造的,
So great that he does not live in something in the made by the hands of men.
49节到第50节那里啊, 斯蒂凡引用了先知以赛亚的话。
In verses 49 to 50, Stephen quoted Prophet Isaiah.
人觉得帐幕太简单了，圣殿才够华美，才配神居住。
People thought that the tent or the tabernacle was too simple, and only the temple was gorgeous enough for God.
然而啊，主说，
However, the Lord said,
天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。
Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool.
神太大了，
God is too great,
超乎人的理解，
beyond human understanding.
一切都是神所造的。
Everything was made by his hand.
他是那位造天造地的主。
He is the creator of the heaven and the earth.
面对他呀, 我们要为他造什么样的殿宇呢?
In facing him, what kind of temple can we build for him?
什么样的殿宇能够容纳这位至高至大的神呢?
What kind of temple could accommodate this great God?
什么样的殿宇配得他居住呢?
And what kind of temple is worthy of his dwelling?
我们来一同读下一段经文。
Let us read the next passage.
哎, sorry, sorry. Sorry, 我再等一下。 我讲一个故事。
Let me share a story.
今天神住在什么地方?
And where does God live today?
我们今天也看见我们周围有许多华美的教堂。
We see many gorgeous churches around us today.
前段时间呢, 我去Minnesota出差。
Some time ago, I went on a trip to Minnesota.
那里有一个城市叫做圣保罗。And
there's a city called St. Paul.
很巧，那里有一座圣保罗大教堂。And
there was also a St. Paul's Cathedral.
在全美的教堂里面呢, 它的规模排行仅仅是第六位。And
in terms of ranking, it was only ranked sixth among all the churches in the U.S.
我专门去看了一下。I
went on a trip to take a look.
我非常的惊叹。And
I was amazed.
太宏伟，太漂亮了。So
grand and so beautiful.
教堂的一块石头都和一个人那样大。A
single stone in the church was the size of a man.
顶部是金光闪闪的十字架。And
at the top there was a golden cross.
比我们教会好像阔气多了。It
looks much nicer than our church.
比当年的圣殿呢，也是要高大宏伟的多。And
it was greater and grander than the temple of the past.
可是神在那里吗?
But is God there?
造天地的神住在里面吗?
Does our God who made the heaven and the earth live there?
那些地方配得神的居住吗?
And are these places worthy of God to live there?
那么神住哪里呢?
So where does God live?
我们来读下一段经文。
Let us read the next passage.
以弗所书第二章九十九到第二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 to 22.
可以的话，我们来一同读。
If we can, let's read together.
这样你们不再做，可以的话，我们一同读，谢谢。
Let us read together.
一二三，这样你们不再做外人和。 可以吗?
Can we read it together?
我们等一下PPT的同工。
Let us wait for the PowerPoint slide.
好,我们来一同读。
Let us read together.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅。 是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。 你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。感谢主啊！
We thank the Lord.
因着主的缘故，
Because of our Lord,
今天我们成为神的圣殿。
today we are the temple of God.
圣灵住在我们每一个人的里面。
And the Holy Spirit lives in each one of us.
也就是说，这位造天地的神今天在我们当中。
That is to say, the God who made the heavens and the earth is with us.
又在我们的里面。
And also in us.
当弟兄姐妹们聚集在会所聚会的时候，神在我们当中。
When the brothers and sisters gather in the sanctuary, God is among us.
他在饼杯的时候与我们同在。
And He is with us during the communion.
当我们在周五小家聚会的时候，神也在那里。
And when we meet in small groups on Fridays, God is in our midst.
神应许我们，当我们两三个人聚集一同祷告的时候，神在我们当中。
And God promised that when two or three of us gather together to pray, He is also with us.
当我们一个人的时候，当我们在旷野的时候。
And we are by ourselves or in the wilderness.
神借着圣灵仍然是与我们同住。
God still lived with us through the Holy Spirit.
今天我们成了神的安息之所。
Today we have become God's resting place.
这个是何等大的恩典。
And what a great grace this is.
犹太人看重华美的圣殿呢。
The Jews valued the beautiful temple.
他们觉得神只能住在那个地方，而且是理所当然的在那个地方等候他们。
And they believed that God could only live there and reasonably should only live there.
渐渐的，圣殿就不再是那个万国祷告的殿了。
Gradually, the temple was no longer a house of prayer for all nations.
如同主耶稣说，那里变成了贼窝。
But had become a den of thieves, as the Lord Jesus said.
这样的圣殿有神的同在吗？
Does such a temple have a God's presence?
哎，可是犹太人不在乎。
But the Jews didn't care.
神在不在圣殿里面，他们没有关系的。
It didn't matter whether God lived in the temple or not.
圣殿还在就好。
Because the temple is still there, which is all that matters.
你要是敢毁坏圣殿，我跟你拼了。
And if you dare to destroy the temple, I will fight with you.
你连说说都不行。
And you can't even talk about it.
这是那时候的犹太人。
This was the Jewish people of that time.
当我们今天我们知道我们是那个属灵的圣殿。
Today, when we know that we are actually that spiritual temple,
神住在我们当中。
God lives among us.
又在我们里面的时候。
And lives in us.
我们当如何呢？
What should we be?
从第七章的一开始到第五十节啊。
From the beginning of chapter 7, till verse 50.
斯蒂凡讲的是犹太人祖宗的历史。
Stephen told the history of the Jews.
我们刚才分享完了圣殿的那一个部分。
We just finished sharing about the section about the temple.
接下来的话是斯蒂凡要直接和那时候的犹太人讲的。
And next, it was something that Stephen spoke directly to the Jews of the time.
他用了非常严厉的话来责备犹太人。
And he used harsh words to rebuke them.
他告诉他们，他们和他们的祖宗有什么样的关系。
And he told them what kind of relationship they had with their ancestors.
他为什么要提到那么多的历史啊？
Why did he speak so much about their history?
来，我们请把经文打出来，我们来一同读第五十一到第五十三节。可以的话，我们来一起读。
Let's read together verses 51 to 53.
我们开始。你们这应着景象、心与耳未受割礼的人，常时抗拒圣灵。你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫呢？他们把预先传说那义者要来的人杀了，如今你们又把那义者杀了。 卖了。好，我们停在这里。
Let's stop here.
这几节的经文啊，是对着犹太人历史的总结。
These verses are a summary of the Jewish history.
斯蒂凡一开始用了一些非常特别的词来形容他们。
Stephen began by using some special words to describe them.
你们是谁呢？
Who are you?
就是应着景象，心与耳未受割礼的人，常时抗拒圣灵。
The stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and ears, and always resist the Holy Spirit.
这个是很形象的描述，我们来一个个看。
This was a very vivid description. Let us take a look.
什么叫硬着颈项？
What does stiff neck mean?
在疫情的时候啊，我们很多人都是在家里上班。
During the pandemic, many of us worked from home.
每天都是坐在电脑的面前。
And each day we sat in front of the computer.
这样久而久之，你脖子会出问题的。
After a long time, our necks would have problems.
有好几次啊，我发现我脖子转不过来啊，僵住了。
On several occasions, I found myself unable to turn my neck.
我好难受啊。
It was discomforting.
恰好我的岳父是一个专业骨科的医生。
It happens that my father-in-law is a professional orthopedic doctor.
他很厉害。
He is very good.
我每次这样我就去找他。
So every time when this happened, I went to him.
我就在那坐下，坐好了。
And I sat down.
他就摸摸我的脖子。
He touched my neck.
找了角度，找好了角度啊。
He found the correct angle.
手放在这里，然后他就一转。
And then he turned.
咔啦咔啦的几下，那个脖子就转过来了。
And after some cracking sounds, my neck was fixed.
这个如果不是专业医生，千万不要试啊，很危险。
If you're not a professional doctor, please don't try this.
我的意思是啊，我的脖子变僵了，是因为出问题了。
What I mean, is that when my neck had problems, it was stiff.
可是斯提凡在这里说到的，他们硬着颈项，不是他们脖子出了问题啊。
But the stiff neck Stephen was speaking about here was not because of a problem they had with their neck.
而是他们不愿意回头。
But they didn't want to turn around.
他们有自己想要的那些东西。
They had things that they wanted.
他们想要这个，他们想要那个，他们拼命的要抓住那些东西。
And they wanted this and that, and they tried their hardest to get them.
可是他们就是不要神。
But they didn't want God.
神愿意在与他们同住，可是他们却不愿意来到神的面前。
God wanted to live among them, but they did not want to come in front of God.
这个是硬着颈项。
And this is what's called stiff neck.
这个比脖子有问题难治得多。
This was much harder to treat than having a neck problem.
因为这个是心里面的问题。
Because this is a problem in the heart.
第二点呢，这些人是心与耳未受割礼的人。
The second point, these people were uncircumcised in the heart and ears.
犹太人是以割礼为荣的。
The Jews were proud of circumcision.
犹太人的婴孩生下来第八天受割礼，不管他愿不愿意。
Jewish babies, willing or not, were circumcised on the eighth day after birth.
割礼代表了是他们表示愿意成为神的子民。
Circumcision represented their willingness to be God's people.
他们愿意守神的约。
And willingness to hold God's covenant.
哎，外面的割礼是有了。可是他们却不明白割礼的含义是什么。
So they had the circumcision on the outside, but they did not understand the meaning of circumcision.
罗马书说真割礼是在心里面的。
And in Romans says the circumcision is on the inside.
如果只有外面的割礼，里面却是不顺服的，耳朵也听不进神的话。
If there is only circumcision on the outside,And the heart is not submissive, the ears cannot hear the words of God.
这个是心和耳未受割礼。
This is the uncircumcision of the heart and ears.
这样的人呢，应着景象的人，心和耳未受割礼的人呢，有一个表现。
As such people, when they're stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears,
就是他们一直抗拒圣灵，他们是不会顺服神带领的。
is that they will not obey the leading of God.
不是说有时候啊，不是说时常不顺服。
It's not that sometimes they don't obey.
而是一直的不断的抗拒圣灵的带领。
It's constantly resisting the leading of the Holy Spirit.
51节的最末尾那个地方啊。
At the end of verse 51, it said,
斯蒂凡对他们说，你们的祖宗怎么样，你们也怎么样。
Stephen was saying to them, as your fathers did, so do you.
这个是斯蒂凡为什么要提到犹太人历史的原因。
This was the reason why Stephen referred to the history of the Jews.
犹太人觉得这些历史是他们祖宗的历史，跟他们没有关系的。
The Jews felt that these histories were the history of their ancestors and had nothing to do with them.
斯蒂凡却是问他们说，你没有关系吗？
But Stephen said, really, they had nothing to do with you?
你们觉得你们比他们强吗？
Do you think you're better than them?
那我们来比较一下好了。
Then let's compare.
我们先看一下你们祖宗做了什么事情。
Let's take a look at what your ancestors did.
我们看一下啊，可以说他们是专业逼迫先知的。
You could say that they were professional persecutors of prophets.
哪一个先知不是你们的祖宗逼迫的呢？
Which prophet was not persecuted by your fathers?
约瑟是那样，摩西也是那样。
From Joseph to Moses.
约瑟被十二个先祖卖到埃及，背井离乡。
Joseph was sold to Egypt by the patriarchs and left his homeland.
摩西呢？ 他从一个埃及人的手下救了以色列人。
Moses rescued an Israelite from the hand of an Egyptian.
在救那个以色列人的时候啊，他本来心里想。
And was saving the Israelite, Moses thought,
哎，那个以色列人是我的同胞的弟兄，他一定是明白神是借着我的手要拯救他们的。
That the Israelite was his brother and must have understood that God was rescuing them through his hand. But they did not understand. Instead, they persecuted Moses.
那些人第二天就说，谁立你做我们的审判官呢？
The next day, they said, who made you our judge?
难道你要杀我像杀那个埃及人一样吗？
Are you going to kill me like you killed the Egyptian?
于是摩西就逃到了旷野，在那里待了40年。
Moses escaped to the wilderness and stayed there for 40 years.
斯蒂凡在问他们说，这些不是你们祖宗的历史吗？
Stephen saying, isn't this the history of your ancestors?
他们不但是逼迫先知啊，而且他还把那些先知杀了。
Not only did they persecute the prophets, but they also killed them.
当时的犹太人觉得他们比他们的祖宗强。The
Jews of that time thought they were better than their ancestors.
下一个 bullet point, 他们觉得他们自己不一样。Next
bullet point, they thought they were different.
我们来看看他们自己怎么形容自己啊。And
let's take a look how they describe themselves.
我们来一同读下一段经文。Let's
read the next passage.
在马太福音的第23章29节到第31节那里, 我们可以的话,
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 29 to 31, let's read together.
1, 2, 3, 你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们建造先知的坟，修饰一人的墓，说若是我们在我们祖宗的时候，必不和他们同流先知的血，这就是你们自己证明。 是杀害先知者的子孙了。这个是犹太人的历史。This
is the history of the Jewish people.
神为着预备主耶稣来到他们的面前。God was
preparing the arrival of Lord Jesus and came before them.
他一次又一次的差派先知来到犹太人的当中，告诉他们有一个大好的消息。
time and time again, got some prophets to the Jewish people and told them there was a great news.
有一位弥赛亚，有一位公义的救主要预备给他们，要赐给他们。
There was a Messiah and a righteous Redeemer prepared for them.
可是他们却是应着景象杀害了这些传好消息的人。
But it was they who were stiff-necked and killed these messengers.
这个是犹太人的历史，是犹太人先祖的历史。他们是逼迫先知，他们是杀害先知的。
This was the history of the Jewish patriarchs who persecuted and killed the prophets.
那么到了斯提凡讲道的当天呢？
So on the day when Stephen was preaching,
那个时候听的，在场听的犹太人，他们怎么样呢？
How were the Jews that were there at the time?
他们比他们的祖宗要强吗？
Were they better than their ancestors?
这些百姓在刚才说，若是我们在我们祖宗的时候，必不和他们同流先知的血。
These people would say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets.
真的是这样吗？
Is that truly so?
52节的后面那里啊。
In the latter part of verse 52.
当耶稣来到的时候，他们直接把他卖了，直接把他杀了。
When Jesus came, they directly sold him and killed him.
有的时候人觉得自己比自己的父母要强，比自己的祖先要强。
Sometimes people feel that they're better than their parents, better than their ancestors.
我小的时候，我常听别人夸我。
When I was a child, I often hear people compliment me.
说我啊，我是我父母的优良基因的结合。
Saying that I was a combination of the good genes of my parents.
就我爸和我妈的优点都集中表现在我身上了。
That the merits of my parents were all gathered in me.
这很有可能是客气话。
It was very likely a polite compliment.
可是啊，有时候我自己也这样认为，我真的是这样认为了。
But at times I truly thought that was the case.
可是当我有一点长大的时候啊，我就有一个发现。
Then when I grew up a little, I realized.
我之前不认识我自己。
I didn't truly know myself before.
在一些很深的地方，在里面的一些地方。
In some deep places inside of me.
我的一些问题，我的一些缺陷和我的父母是一样的。
Some of my problems, some of my flaws are the same as my parents.
斯蒂凡在这里告诉犹太人啊。
Stephen was telling the Jews.
在应着景象，在悖逆，在抗拒圣灵这些事情上啊。
In terms of being stiff-necked, rebellious, and resisting the Holy Spirit.
从古到今，他们都是同样的擅长。
From ancient times to that day, it was the same.
他们都是悖逆的。
They were all rebellious.
最后一节53节，那里是斯蒂凡讲到的最后一句。
The last verse, verse 53, is the last sentence of Stephen's message.
我们来一同读53节。
Let's read verse 53 together.
你们受了天使所传的律法，竟不遵守。从第51到53节啊，都是斯提凡对犹太人的责备，极其的严厉啊。可是却是同 ，sorry.
From verses 51 to 53.Are the harsh rebukes of Stephen to the Jewish people.
极其的严厉，可是带同时却是带着一个深深的叹息。
It was extremely severe, but there was also a deep sigh.
神给了犹太的民族许许多多的恩典。
God gave many blessings to the Jewish nation.
他把迦南地，地上的迦南地赐给他们。
He gave them the land of Canaan on earth.
地上的圣殿也是他们的。
And the temple on earth was also belonged to them.
割礼给了他们。
The circumcision was given.
不但如此啊，神的圣言，他宝贵的话，也是交托给犹太人了。
And not only them, and not only that, he also entrusted them with his word.
这些律法，圣经上说别的国是不知道的。
And it said in the Bible, these words, they were not known to the other nations.
诗篇147篇那里说，他将他的道指示雅各，将他的律例典章指示以色列， 别国他都没有这样待过，至于他的典章，他们向来不知道。你们要赞美耶和华。
Psalm 147, verse 19 and 20 says, He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with other nations. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord.
就是他们得了神的恩典，得了神的律法，可是他们却不遵守。
So they received the grace and the law of God, but they didn't keep it.
却不遵守，竟不
They
遵
didn't
守。
keep it.
这是何等的可叹呢？
How sad it was.
而且不是一次的不遵守啊，
And not just one time of disobedience.
一次一次的抗拒圣灵。我们刚才读到说他们是常时抗拒圣灵的带领。
And we read earlier, it was constantly resisting the Holy Spirit.
可是神却是很久忍耐他们。
But God had long suffering for them.
神一次一次的想要挽回他们，
Time and time again, God wanted to restore them
给他们更多的恩典。
and give them even greater grace.
约瑟被卖到埃及之后啊，
After Joseph was sold to Egypt,
他当了埃及的宰相，
he became the prime minister of Egypt.
他里面有全埃及的权利。
He had all the power of Egypt.
可是当他的弟兄来卖他的那些人来到他面前的时候，他没有苦待他们。
But when his brothers who sold him came before him, he did not treat them harshly.
他把他们全家救出来。
And he saved all the members of his family.
哎，当摩西被逼迫到旷野的时候啊，
And when Moses was persecuted and forced into the wilderness,
整整的40年，那里什么都没有。
a good 40 years, there was nothing there.
没有手机，没有电脑，一切所有你想要的、喜欢的，那里都没有。
There was no cell phone, there was no laptop, anything you desire, nothing was there.
可是啊，他却没有抛下他的百姓、他的同胞。
But he did not abandon his people.
他顺服神，把他们领出埃及来。
He followed God's lead and guided them out of Egypt.
当主耶稣被卖在十字架上的时候
，When the Lord was betrayed on the cross，
主耶稣祷告说：“父啊，赦免他们。
”He said, "Father, forgive them."
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
就是这样啊，就是这样一次一次的恩典，但是他们仍然是悖逆。
Just like that, time and time again, but the Jewish people were still disobedient.
这个是何等的可怒
！And this, how detestable was this?
这个又是何等的可叹
！And how sad it was.
也是因着他们的悖逆啊，福音向外传开了。
Because of their disobedience, the gospel was spread outward.
福音，神的恩典临到我们这些外邦人。
And God's grace came to us Gentiles.
刚才的那段经文当中啊。斯提凡对着当时候的犹太人说
：“In that passage, Stephen told the Jewish people of the time,
你们和你们的先祖是一样的
，You are the same as your ancestors.
一样是硬着颈项，心里面没有割礼，抗拒圣灵的
，The same stiff neck, uncircumcised in the heart, and resisting the Holy Spirit.
你们没有不一样，你们没有比他们强
，You are not different. You are no better than them.
这个强啊。”不是能力上的能力方面的讲来讲。
The better that was mentioned here was not speaking in terms of ability，
而是属灵上的。
But in terms of spirituality，
他们乃是一样的悖逆。
The same kind of disobedience。
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
当我们看到了斯提凡讲到的犹太人的历史的时候，我们有什么感觉呢？
After looking at Stephen talking about Jewish history, what do we think of it?
我们会不会像当时的犹太人一样啊，觉得说这是别人的历史，我们自己比他们强
？Will we be the same as the Jews at that time, thinking it was someone else's history and we are better than them?
我们听到斯提凡这样的叹息，这样的责备犹太人的时候，我们会不会笑话他们
？When we hear the sigh of Stephen and his rebukes. Do we laugh at these Jewish people?
太不像话了。
So outrageous.
哎，还好，还好，我们跟他们不一样。
Unfortunately, we're not like them.
要是我们在他们那个时候，肯定不会流主耶稣的血。
If we were there during their time, we would not kill Jesus.
他们不是真的犹太人，
They are not the real Jews.
我们是真犹太人。
We are the real Jews.
求主实在是能开我们的眼睛，
May the Lord open up our eyes,
让我们有一个看见，
so that we can see.
就是在神的面前，我们其实和他们是一样的，
That before God, we're actually the same as them.
我们不比他们强。
We're no any better.
绝对不是的。
Absolutely not.
罗马书啊，三章第九节那里，
Romans chapter 3, verse 9 says,
最后请大家弟兄姐妹读一次。
I ask everyone to read together one more time.
这又怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是的，因我们已经证明，犹太人和希利尼人都在有罪恶之下，如同经上所记。没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。感谢赞美主。
You give thanks and praise to the Lord.
我们原本是和当时候的犹太人是一样的，是悖逆的。
We were originally like the Jews of that time and rebellious.
圣经有一个形容叫做"可怒之
And there's a description in the Bible which says children of wrath.
子"我们当中有谁是义人呢？有谁去寻求神呢？
Who among us are righteous who seeks God?
如果不是神付上了他儿子的代价，
If God hadn't paid the price of his son,
我们今天在哪里？
where would we be today?
我们回顾我们自己的经历，
Looking back at our own history,
难道不是神给我们一次又一次的恩典，一次又一次的机会，我们如今才成为他的儿女吗？
Was it not that God had given grace after grace, opportunity after opportunity, that we can now become his children?
既然是这样，我们夸口什么呢？
If so, what are we boasting about?
犹太人呢，他们指着圣殿夸口。
The Jews boast about the temple.
我们呢，我们夸口什么呢？
And for us, what can we boast about?
夸口我们自己比犹太人强吗？
And boasting that we're better than the Jews?
夸口我们比不信的人强吗？
Boast that we're better than unbelievers?
没有可夸的了。
There's nothing to boast about.
唯有信靠他。
And only trust in God.
唯有夸口主所成就的事情。
And boast only about what the Lord has accomplished.
好，我们有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，求你来祝福你的话语。
Lord, may you bless your words.
主啊，借着你的话语祝福你的百姓。
And through your words, bless your people.
主啊，好叫人也愿意来到你的面前。
And Lord, so that people are willing to come before you.
把你当得的荣耀颂赞归给你。
And give you all the deserved honor and glory.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.